Survivor Secretariat announced that the search for unmarked burial sites and missing children at the Mohawk Institute in Brantford will shift from a criminal investigation to one led by the Office of the Chief Coroner for Ontario. The organization announced the change in the investigation during its first annual general meeting on Tuesday earlier this week. Survivor Secretariat Chief Operating Officer Laura Arndt thanked Six Nations Police, Brantford Police, and the Ontario Provincial Police for their assistance so far with the investigation and spoke on what the change to a coroner-led investigation will mean to the search of the Mohawk Institute.
I also look forward to continued assistance from all three police services, Six Nations Police, Brantford Police, and the Ontario Provincial Police, and our continued assistance with ground search efforts. Today, I want to announce that the Survivor Secretariat is now changing from a police-led criminal investigation to a coroner-led investigation. A coroner investigation differs as it focuses on the victim rather than the culprit. This will provide the secretary with more access to the data uncovered and will allow for more resource sharing amongst the investigators and the archival researchers.
Six Nations Police Chief Darren Montour spoke to the privilege he and his staff feel to be working with Survivor Secretariat on the case and to support the organization to bring answers to the Six Nations community.
It's been my sincere pleasure and honor to provide the assistance we did over the last year and a half to you. I know we're not done yet, and that's going to continue. So, again, heartfelt thank you, and I am truly honored and humbled to be part of this because, as I told all the investigators that came forward on this investigation, this is probably the most passionate thing you're going to entail in your policing career and talking with those who are on it. That's how they feel. I know talking with my good friend Gary Merkel from the OPP and another friend Marcel Bowden, as well as Tina, Nikki, the rest of the folks on the team, it's been a very different investigation, but something that needed to be done.
Montour says a member from Six Nations Police Services will be working in conjunction with the Office of the Chief Coroner for Ontario to keep the investigation Six Nations led.
From speaking from a Six Nations Police perspective, we're going to be putting a member on Mark's and Dirk's team to continue with this work because, as Laura said, it's Six Nations led, so I have an obligation to continue with that work. So that's why we're going to have an investigator on there, as well as speaking with my good friend Rob Davis, Brantford Police, will also have some the investigative side.
Mark McKissick, team leader for the Residential School's Death Investigation Team at the Office of the Chief Coroner and Ontario Forensic Pathology Service, detailed the difference between a criminal investigation versus a coroner-led investigation.
Any coroner's investigation in Ontario is led by the coroner, and the purpose is very different from a criminal investigation. Quite simply, it's the same answers I think everybody's looking for. We're trying to always determine who died, when they died, where they died, and where they're buried, as well as the manner and cause of the death. So the medical cause of the death and also the circumstances surrounding the death, so we can determine if it was a natural cause of death, accidental, or otherwise.
McKissick talked the goals and questions he hopes to answer from the investigation switch.
The goal really is to make sure no death is overlooked, ignored, or concealed. And if you think about those three words, they sound very similar, but they do have very distinct meanings. And I think we can all agree that the history of the residential schools, all three of those things have occurred.
He also talked how information compiled by the Chief Coroner's Office will be shared with Survivor Secretariat.
One way or another, information can and will be shared. The only real barrier is sometimes with documents. The same anybody in the room faces, when you get documents from a third party, there may be restrictions on who you're allowed to actually pass that document off to. But we can share information, and that is the goal. Quite frankly, I wouldn't be as excited to be working on this team if the results of everything we're doing couldn't be shared with the people that deserve to have it.
Residential school survivor Dawn Hill ended the meeting by sharing her experiences as the investigation has moved along and thanked those in the community who have helped along the way.
I want to say on behalf of all residential school survivors, in particular those who have followed this investigation from the beginning, the survivors have learned much. And I'm just amazed at the whole process. So much of what we learned has come from the investigations and the many specialists and agencies in their field who have helped us to understand how much was involved in the process, like record searching, understanding the various forms of ground search technology, training of personnel to do the GPR, map reading, cultural protocols and ceremonies, of which I knew very little, even the limitations of the OPP. Those things became very important to us in our understanding. Most important to me is the involvement of the youth in the community organizations who continued to move us forward in finding the missing children.